helped me to live. When I read, so read your Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
He was conned. He was hoodoo. And that's what happens. You get hoodoo when you marry a woman that you never know. You've never seen her without makeup.
Amen.
Hey, if you've never seen her without makeup, you don't know what you got.
Right.
And the day you marry, she takes the makeup off. She'll say, surprise! She'll say, oh, dear Lord, are you my wife? I don't know you. Well, I am, man. I love it. I like it on day. I like to live on the edge.
Amen.
That's where the honey's at, on the edge.
Right.
These preachers never get on the edge. They don't want to take me.
Right.
And it said here, he said, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works. Praise her in the gates. Don't bring your message. Just what I had an infinite introduction. I'm very happy to tackle. I want to bring you a message this morning, since this is Mother's Day, on the true mother. The true mother. Amen. And there is such a thing as a true mother.
Amen.
It's read about it right here.
Right. Amen.
It's a true mother. Amen. Mm-hmm. A story was told of a mother. I read this years ago in a sermon. This was everything I read in a sermon. But of a mother that was out working one day, doing something or other, maybe hanging out clothes. And it's supposed to be true. And she heard a little girl. She heard a little girl was out playing around. Heard her scream, and they had an old well. The gun wasn't very high. Some of y'all know what a well gun is, but you know the wall, right? That's a little gun. Wasn't very high, and that little girl tripped and went over into that well. And she's screaming. And her mother, without any thought, ran and just jumped headlong right into that well. After that little girl, little old girl, maybe a couple years old, maybe about like Gracie back here. And the water was ice cold. That well was noted for being the water being an ice cold spring bed. But the water wasn't deep, but it was probably about up to right here on the mother, you know. Maybe I had 5 foot of water in it, might have had. And she grabbed that baby and held it up out of that ice cold water.
Amen.
And she held that baby up like that, looking toward heaven and screaming at the top of her voice. She stayed in that water for half the day. Nobody was around. It was out in the country. Screaming until somebody finally passed by and traced that scream down and got her out of the water, but it was too late for them. And the water had just chilled her lungs. And pneumonia had already set in, and she didn't live long at all. But she held that little girl baby up above that water.
Mm-hmm.
So that cold water would get to
kill her. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now, what's a true mother to do that?
Right.
Right.
I read another story about a true mother that was out hanging out clothes one day, had a little old baby, girl or boy, whatever it was, had it sitting on a little rug there in the grass, and she was hanging out her clothes, and she heard it holler, and she looked at a big rattlesnake, and coiled, got up close to it, and coiled, and just getting ready to strike her. And she threw everything down without even thinking, and ran and grabbed that rattlesnake by the tail, and slung it just as far as she could throw it, not even considering that rattlesnake could have got hurt. So when it comes to your children, you don't think about danger.
Right.
I fight a grizzly bear face to face with my children.
Amen.
And you know, we so be it. I guarantee you I'd be fighting for them.
Right. That's right.
True mother will do that. True daddy will do that too, but it's not your day yet.
Amen.
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 Right. They will. They love their children.
Right.
True mother loves her children. She loves her household. Amen. And a true mother, I find, will attempt to many outstanding things for her family. She will. And sometimes she might not accomplish exactly what she's trying to do, but she'll attempt them nonetheless.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Because she's a mother.
Right.
And she has the motherly instinct built into her.
Amen.
By the Almighty. Once she's a little old baby. Little old girls. As soon as they get big enough to walk, they get them a little doll and hug it.
Right.
Diaper it. And I've watched my little granddaughters. Every one of them do that. I watched my daughter do that. That's God's instinct.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. These stinking devil women that kill their babies, they ain't run nothing but scum of the earth.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Not one of them ever tell me they're a mother. I tell them all in a heartbeat. I don't care where we're at or what they're doing. I tell them in a heartbeat, you know, mother.
Right, preacher.
You get to be called a mother.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
God didn't put that in a woman to kill her precious baby.
Amen, preacher.
That's one thing I got against the low down, naked, left wing platform.
Yeah.
tell you something today from
the Lord. Brother. Praise
God, you write it down. If George W. Bush didn't do one thing but pass that bill on that partial birth control, he fulfilled it.
Yes, amen, preacher.
Can't Bill Clinton and that low-down liar of his out there now like they ain't done anything. They committed murder and everything in the world. And this sorry rotten society are still shouting
her. Yes, preacher, amen.
See, politics, what a black politics, all politics I want to do.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
The truth, I'm a preacher of righteousness.
Amen.
I'm for morality.
Right, amen.
Need gravel on my road.
Amen.
Amen. Black poppy the warm.
Right.
Gravel man vote Eastern Kentucky, he'd vote for Hitler, then raise him up and put him on a Democrat platform.
Right. Amen.
Right.
The truth.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Stick it on the internet too. I don't care, man.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Get it out there.
Yes, sir.
It's the truth.
Yes, sir.
Wicked time we're living in.
That's right.
I'm not saying the Republicans, some of them do some things I don't approve of at all, but I'm telling you what I'll call, whatever it is, I'm going to call it just like it is.
Amen.
Amen.
A Democrat or Republican or an independent.
Yeah.
If it's wicked, why shouldn't I call it out on them? I do on you. Why shouldn't I call it out on them?
Amen, preacher.
Think they're God or something?
Right. Preach on, brother.
Amen.
Ain't no reason why we can't get people in our run our government the right way to take a stand against this wickedness.
Amen.
Right.
This immorality. And take that Pope by the neck and turn him around and kick his hind end back to Rome where he
Amen.
Comes from. Amen. This country.
You're right. Amen.
Down, devil.
That's right.
Amen.
Every bit of
it. Amen.
Amen.
It's where our country was built.
Right.
In the midst of our history. Learn from history and you won't have any problem. Take the stand today against wickedness.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen. It's the truth. Well, I don't know how I got up on that. But she'll attempt many things for her family. Look at our text there, verse 27. When chosen, it says she looketh well to the ways of her household. There's our text. A true mother will look well to the ways of her household. She is in constant oversight, if you will, observing her household. Make sure that they're clothed right. Make sure that their children get the right direction, instruction in life. Amen. Food to eat, that's right. She's always watching over her household. That's the way a true mother is. She'll lay around with magazine stuck in her face.
Amen.
Her house piled up and her hair curled up in a bunch of bobby pins and a mud pack on her face. I believe that gags the Lord. He says
Amen.
Like that down here. I do. Says she eateth not the bread of idols. She works. She's a worker. I tell you, if a woman, if a mother does her job, she's busy. She might be able to scratch out 5 or 6 hours of sleep. Other 18 hours, she's busy.
That's right.
And she's working. Now she ain't getting her house to pile up.
That's right. Amen.
It's junked up, fuzzed up, every other thing.
Right.
Amen. Kids go around half naked. Diaper hanging clear down here on the baby. God only knows what's in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I've seen them like that. We had a neighbor up in Ohio back when Janine and I first got married. Little boy come running out of the house. We'd sit and put a diaper on and it's full of, you know what? And a big swarm of flies running. God is my witness. You can ask my wife. Flies run that child all over the yard, swarming him. I knew what they were after. That woman lady in there like a dead head she was. Claim to be a mother.
Amen, preacher.
World's full of them.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen.
They don't make you want to be that much better than they.
Amen.
Have no desire to be like some of these men today.
Right.
Amen.
You think that I would go around with a stinking earring in my ear? Wouldn't that be a pretty thing? Big old gold earring hanging around here with a big jewel and a big ruby in it. Walking around right now and hitting jangling back and forth me. And you know, they got some preachers supposed to be preachers.
Right.
Supposed to be preachers with bright earrings today.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's sad, right. Sad, bro.
Makes me sick. Amen. That prayer go long shorts on. And I heard a preacher say it was all right.
Yeah.
Had long shorts on. Oh, then don't tell the thigh it's all right. I don't know where you find that in the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Modest apparel.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what God might just be displeased with these old sport shirts that they wear all the time.
Right.
Belly hanging out. You know, watch, comes up revealed part of the stomach. I see the preacher, big old belly, an old sport shirt on. That don't look good.
No, sir. Amen.
Man of God will look like a man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Believe what you want to believe. That's what I believe.
Amen.
I believe a man of God will look like me. I tell you what, listen, if I was a lay person, I was a lay person for 3 years, and I wanted to be proud of my pastor. I wanted him to look right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'll guarantee you, Brother McGill was my pastor 5 years, and I say, I'll preach on him. I guarantee if you wouldn't hold his garden, he'd put a cold coat over his suit.
That's right.
I think he slept in it. Amen. But he's a good example for me.
Amen. Right.
He give me a whooping in it, he said. Praise the Lord. Boy, what a woman this is. Well, you better be praying me. I can get out of this.
Help him, Lord.
She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of animals. Now, that's a true mother right there.
Mm-hmm.
Busy, a busy body for her family. For her family.
Right.
That's right. Amen. And we said a true mother will attempt many outstanding things for her family. She will. In Proverbs 14 verse 1, I'm going to move right along. Proverbs 14 verse 1 says, every wise woman buildeth her house. Buildeth her house. Didn't say his house.
Right.
Said, she's the housemaker, according to the word of God, for her house. That's right. It really is. Hey, listen. If a woman is a genuine mother and a housewife like she's supposed to be, there'll be no need in the man correcting her about anything.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Right there. He praises her.
That's right.
He looks up to her, buddy, and the work that she's performing. Am I right about that?
Amen.
Say amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
Now, I guarantee if she is haphazard in the way she conducts herself as a mother and a wife, he's got every right to say, hey, you need to get your act together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. A little more neater in the house.
Yep.
Take a little more pain with your cooking. I'm tired of eating burnt gravy, burnt eggs, burnt coffee.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Quit trying to fatten me up on corn flakes. Learn how to cook.
Amen.
That's not a dinner. That's not sitting at the table when you sit out a pitcher of milk and a box of corn flakes.
Amen.
Some sugar and say, help yourself. Walk over and jump back on your chair and grab your magazine. Or throw one of them, what is them little old pizza things? Here, there's your sucker. Go in the microwave. He'd be all right. Tell me one of them things I'll cook back.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, a true mother will cook for her family. I might have gone down that hole. I believe a squirrel that hole.
Amen.
A true mother will cook for her family. She'll provide for her family. She'll prepare a good meal for her family. She might not have the very best, but you don't have everything.
Right.
You can make a good meal out of a tater and a sack of flour.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Ain't nothing any better. If you got a little piece of meat, it don't have to be anything. It can be an old piece of solid jaw meat.
Right. Right.
Fry that thing up, take that grease, make you some milk gravy out of it. Amen. Make you some biscuit, got a little flour, make you some biscuit, fry you some taters, pour that gravy on those taters, eat that bacon and the biscuit. Lord, wow. There ain't nothing any better than that.
Amen. Yeah. Right.
That don't cost that much.
Right.
You'd rather rent out the Cracker Barrel, eh? Run over to Greasy Joe's and buy you a hamburger. Or who swings lock? Amen. A bad child. Amen. But it says every wise woman buildeth her house. She's wise. She's going to cook. She's going to take pains in her housework. She's taking pains with her cooking. She's taking pains. She'll even take time to make herself look decent when her husband comes in. She won't meet her husband at the door looking like a four sheets in the wind. In the back with a hurricane. Amen. That's the truth. A man comes home dog tired, you don't want to look something like that.
Yeah.
I've been out at noon and seen women going to the mailbox still in there sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or, I'm telling you, big old long gown up. I've seen that, I'm telling you that. And what kind of man has got any sense at all won't come home with something like that?
Yeah. Amen, Bridget.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
That's right. Where are you going to get it today, Mom?
Amen.
I'm just give you what the book says here. Every wise woman, if you got wisdom about you like you're supposed to have, you're going to build your own house. It's going to be your house.
Right.
It's not his.
Amen.
It's yours. You know, when somebody comes in, they're not going to talk to that man. They're going to say, man, oh, why you must have an awful, messy wife?
Yeah.
Look at this house. Little boy come around, all dirty face, snot all his nose, the old diaper in it full of you know what. I go visit all the time around today. I'm telling you, here comes some old lazy looking girl. Nasty looking. Thought she'd brush her teeth in a year. It's true. Hey, the world's full of that.
Yeah, amen.
Now, I tell you something, you visit some of these housing projects,
mm-hmm.
these apartments. What do you run into up there? It's awful. Isn't it, Brother Mike?
Yeah, sure is.
Me and Jim Gambrell got visited one time. We come to the store and she said, come in. We went in and she said, have a seat. I said, oh, Lord, I can't even find a place to stand. How in the world am I going to sit? Jim, I know exactly right now. It looked like a Rumpke's bathtub through the door and dumped their whole load right in the house. That's the truth. That happened. Now, it's not true, Mother. Little kids running around all naked and eating on the old tater and they ain't ready to cook. Hey, turn over to 1 Kings chapter 3. Where's getting off the planet? 1 Kings chapter 3. And we'll find the reaction, if you will, of a true mother in 1 Kings chapter 3. This is good here. We'll start preaching here in a minute. Everybody's cutting off. 1 Kings 3. Oh, I'm all right. I'm okay. 1 Kings 3. Look at verse 16. Says there came, then came there two women that were harlots. Now keep in mind what these women are. They're harlots. Prostitutes. That's what they are. Unto the king. The king is sovereign. And stood before him. And the one woman said, oh my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. We're roommates. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thy handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. When I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Sound like some things I've got to say. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to one, half to the other. Then spake the woman whose living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, oh, my Lord, give her the living child. And in no wise slay, but the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She's the mother thereof.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
A real mother will love her child out of the dead. She'll give herself for her. She'll give her own life for her child.
Amen.
She'd give her child away before she'd have it to die like that.
Right.
Amen.
I tell you, these things that let their babies die and have them tear them apart inside of them and pull them out a piece at a time.
That's right.
Devils.
Amen. That's right.
Devils. Amen. You know what's done it? They're a stinking devil. I don't care who it is.
Amen.
Right.
They're a stinking devil. I will tell you something. If you're a Christian, I'm going to put you on the spot every one of you.
That's right.
If you're a Christian, how could you vote for a stinking platform that's for abortion?
Amen.
You'll stand before the Lord God one day if you are a person and give an account of it. I'll
grant breathe, brother. Yes, sir. Amen.
You'll do it in this life. Your sleep will go from you.
Right. Amen.
If you vote for something like that.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I'll be glad that Jesus comes to get
you. Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
Wicked society.
society. Amen. That's the action of the mother, though. Oh, even though she's a harlot. She's a mother. Amen.
Right.
And she put a lot of people to shame today that's never been a harlot.
That's right. Yeah, right. Amen.
She's a true mother. Come to her children.
Right.
Amen.
Hey.
That's right. You see, a true mother will motivate her husband. She will. She'll stand by her husband and she'll motivate her husband. Look there, verse 11. Let me get back over. I'm done. Out of my text. Let me get back over. All right, Proverbs 31. Look there, if you will, at verse 11 and 12. He said, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And you know what's been said, and you've heard it said many times, you've probably said it too, and it's the truth. Behind every good man, there's a good woman.
Amen.
There's a good mother, there's a good wife. That is a fact.
That's right.
It's a fact. We think about Martha Washington. Read her life story. And George Washington. Read her life story.
Right.
Boy, how she prayed for me. She spent 2 hours in her bedroom of the morning in the Bible in prayer every morning of her life. I wonder how many moms do that. How many moms spend 2 minutes in the Bible in the morning?
Right.
5 minutes of prayer. Oh, no, some of you don't care about prayer. Because you never get here in time. And some of you sit out here and won't even go back there and pray.
Amen.
Well, the women back there. So you men do the same thing. You don't give a hoot about prayer.
Right.
Look at me like that. I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Don't try to have something you don't have.
Amen.
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 Oh, I wish you could see somebody say, well, why don't you start praying?
Amen.
Amen.
And pray for the prayer meeting back here instead of sitting out here like I wouldn't give you.
Amen.
I've come out here many times with people out here and we're back there praying. Men standing around out here, we come back there and pray. We come back to study and pray. Women won't ever pray.
Right.
I believe this woman prayed for her husband, buddy. Right. Suzanne Wesley prayed and read the Word of God and had 18, 19 children, I think, was. I read her life story. It was the great mother of John Wesley and Charles Wesley, who wrote most of the hymns in the hymnal. She's a great mother. She had great sons. Amen. A little book we got back here on our book table about Mrs. Spurgeon. How many of y'all read that? How many of you mothers? Raise your hand if you mothers, any of y'all have read that book. Raise your hand. A lot of one of you. You read it, honey? Okay. My wife. I read it, I ain't a mother. That's a special little book. Let me challenge you mothers to get a copy of that. If I don't have enough of them, I'll order some more.
Amen.
Or you can read it and give it to somebody other mother and let them read it.
Amen.
Get good literature for you. You won't even take time to read it.
Amen.
Sit in front of television, sit and watch 3 hours of television. You can't take time out to read something like that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Guarantee she had a big part in the ministry of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Yeah.
Said one night, said Spurgeon, Charles Haddon Spurgeon was working on his message, and he'd been preaching and up so long he just wore completely out and couldn't think. And he said, I can't think. I'm so tired. I've been there. Well, I have been there. My wife will tell you, I've been there many times. Many times. I have laid down for an hour and a half to sleep at 7 o'clock, get back up, and go back at it. Just try to get my mind working right. And she said, why don't you sleep a couple hours? I'll wake you up. He said, no. He said, I better not. So I've got to have this message ready in the morning. She said, just sleep an hour or two and rest, and I'll wake you up. And you'll feel much better. You'll be able to go ahead and put the message together. And he said, all right, be sure to wake me up. So he laid down and took him a nap. And woke up 6-7 hours later.
Right.
Looked up at him and said, he looked up at her and said, look what you made me do. I've overslept. I'll never be ready for this message in time. Oh, don't worry about it. He said, what do you mean don't worry? She said, I got the message right here.
Amen.
What do you mean you have the message right there? She said, you preached it in your sleep, and I wrote it all down for you.
Amen.
That's kind of stuff in that book.
That's right.
It'll stir your hearts, mothers. That's what you need. You need your heart stirred. You need your heart stirred to, so you can go back there and pray with those that are back there praying.
Amen.
True mothers pray for their children. They pray for the church. They pray for the preacher. They pray for the brethren. Amen. One thing I say about true mama, she's always after to pray. Tuesday night, how many of y'all come out on Tuesday nights to pray? Very few. Usually the same old back there. Same ones back there. My wife, Sister Betty, pearls of the Lord now. Hope she's praying with her. We need another back there. She's praying with her. We all praying back here. Sister Mabel. That's about it, ain't it? Then when Brittany comes with Gary, she goes back there. Prays with him. That's about it. That's about all here. Where are the rest of you? Where are the rest of you, mothers? This mother prays, buddy.
Amen.
Tell you right now. She motivated her husband. I mean, her husband, buddy, was outstanding in the community because of this mother, this wife, this mother. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help me for him." And that word help me means complete. She's a helpmate, that mother is, to her husband. That's right. She helps him to accomplish the things that God wants him to accomplish in a husband. You see, they're one flesh. She's concerned about him, concerned about his stand in the community and in the church.
Right,
she
amen.
Prays for him.
Amen.
She does for him. Likewise, daddy's got his work cut out for him big time, buddy.
All right.
Amen. I'll tell you right now, you wait till Father's Day comes along and we'll get into that.
Amen.
I guarantee you, the mother and the father both and the daddy have a great job to fulfill. They do, but basically, there's very few to fulfill it. Truth. And God says not good. What he says that man should be alone. Well, he needs somebody to help him. That's what they call help.
Amen.
He needs somebody to confide in,
that's
somebody
right.
to talk with, somebody to pray for him, somebody to motivate him. Man needs motivation.
That's
he
right.
does. He's a dead rascal. He didn't got somebody to motivate him.
Right.
I've always said best thing happened to me when I married my wife. That changed my life so drastically.
Right.
It did.
Amen.
That's right.
She made me responsible. She made me responsible. As she bare our children, she made me responsible.
Right.
She made me see duties that I never seen as a single man. It was not good for me to be alone.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. A true mother will do that. She has concern and compassion for her family. She don't just go, I hate that kind of a reaction.
That's right, amen.
Don't act dumb when I talk to you about stuff like that.
Amen.
Right, amen.
Be the time for ears and the time to shut your mouth up and listen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. These young housewives today don't know how to react to no kind of wisdom
right.
or advice or counsel. They think they know it all and they
amen.
Don't know anything.
Right, amen.
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 Here to be a helpmate to that man. Amen. God says it's not good. If you're not, they should be alone. He said, I'll make him a helpmate for me. God made you be a helpmate for me.
Amen.
That's your duty. That is your duty. So when your husband asks you for help, talks to you about something, don't act like a spazzy numbskull. Listen to him and put it into action and do what God expects you to do. Be a true mother, true wife. True mother also will manage her children. She'll motivate her husband. She'll manage her children.
Amen.
She will manage her children.
That's a good point.
Amen.
Ladies, I'm about to tell you, you know, these real little ones, you need to manage them here in the church. You need
amen.
To take them out.
Amen.
Make them listen. They won't take them.
Amen.
Amen. And get you a paddle or your hand and bust their rear ends and bring them back. Set them down. They do it again. Take them back. Bust their hind ends.
Amen.
And bring them back. Set them down. And they won't do it. They do it again. Take them back. And bust their hind ends. And bring them back. Set them down. And do it again. Do it 20 times, 30 times, 40 times.
Amen.
Until they sit still and listen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
We'll raise bunch of heathen.
Right.
What's going on in the country today?
Yes, sir, brother.
Right.
Bunch of pot-sucking heathen.
Right.
Running our government. That's
yes, sir.
And things that are the most things of burning. And the government today were a bunch of stinking hippies back in the 60s.
Right.
Burning their draft cards.
Yeah.
Right.
Walking around with hair down to here. Yeah.
Right.
With the friends out there on, with this peace sign on the back of it. That's what we got from White House today.
Amen.
A bunch of heathen. You know why they were like that? Because their mommies and daddies wasn't no better.
That's right.
Amen.
Have to say that because Bible teaches
yes,
that.
Sir,
that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So
we're
going to talk about here in just a minute. Man, your children. Take care of your children. Your business.
Amen.
You're the mother.
Amen.
Why don't mama dog take care of your children? She'll pull them back. Little pups. She won't have to get out of sight. She'll lay there and clean them. She'll feed them. She'll watch over them. Wild animals will eat you up. You've got to take one of
her. That's
right. They take care of them.
Amen.
They make them a nice warm den to live in. The mother does that.
Yeah.
You know what? The mother goes out and gets all the food for them and everything.
Right.
Even the Lion Kingdom, the mother does it all.
Right.
She goes out and gathers the food, gets it just right for her children to eat it, makes them a den to sleep in.
Yep.
And she, like the big Papa Lion, who's the big, he's the one who takes care of everything, you know. He walks the picket line. But I guarantee you, that Mama Lion can walk the picket line too if she wants to.
Right.
Amen. Hey, mothers?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Somebody pulls your cubs and get two pound mother, you take a little slugger to them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
Amen.
You?
Yes, sir.
What was the hurt with my kids, buddy, woe be on to?
Amen.
Or my grandchildren, or all my children.
That's right.
I'm a granddaddy. Yeah. A true granddaddy. And Amen. My children, my grandchildren, my children.
That's right.
I don't look one any different than the other of my children.
Amen.
Right.
And I'll fight for the dead for them.
Amen.
I'd gladly give my life for one of them.
Amen.
Gladly.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what he's supposed to be. Amen. But she will manage her children. Look at verse 27. Almost heard it. She looketh well to the ways of her household. And he's not the bread of violence. Look at verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. What about that? Her husband also, when he praises her. But look, her children arise up and call her blessed. I tell you right now, if you're afraid to correct your child, afraid you'll turn it against you, he'll come over now and get turned against you if you don't correct him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why we got these fools today. Mm-hmm. They're going in shooting their mothers and their daddies and their granddaddies and their grandmothers.
Right. That's
exactly why we
yes,
got
sir.
All this going on in the school today. We got a bunch of devilish heathen.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
Amen. This is all we've got.
Amen.
Amen.
But it seems like church members put more emphasis on everything in the wicked society we live on than the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And they condemn and persecute and call that a man of God that is a man of God to stand up
yes,
and preach it the way God requires it. They call him like a dog.
Yes, right.
Good Amen. Preaching, brother.
Tell me they don't know that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Several here yesterday probably didn't know what to think.
That's right.
That's the way
right.
Mm-hmm. I got news for you. Every funeral I preach from now, I'm going to pour the coal to it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Home at the church.
Amen.
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 Preach it.
Amen.
Ain't nothing lifts you up any better than hard preaching.
Amen.
That's the best thing. Listen, when I go to a meeting, the one that gets up there and preaches in the spirit now,
right.
Not with the flesh, but he preaches hard, I get more out of that message than I do anything.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to Chuck Swindoll or Charles Stanley preaching.
Right. Amen.
Move across that pavement there to hear it.
No.
She'll manage her children. Listen to this. Proverbs 29, verse 15. Listen to this. Listen to you. Listen to me. But a child left to himself
That's it.
Bringeth his mother shame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's what it says.
That's right.
Just let them do their own thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You let them do what they want to do, and the mother will be brought to shame.
Amen.
I don't know how it happened, but it can happen right. All people see that. How the child behaves itself, they say, that mommy don't deserve
that. That's right.
Right.
Tell me nothing.
Amen.
That mother doesn't correct that child. I've heard that a million times. Yeah. If I've heard it once. That mother doesn't correct that child.
Right.
Now, but daddy, he's out working. You can't be there for children all the time. It's my responsibility. It is.
Yes, amen.
I should kill that nigga talking. You know, old Junior is with me.
Right.
He didn't do that. But basically, it's her to correct. Am I right about the time? It is. And it's trust. It is. When you let your children become heathen, you are the ones going to pay for it.
Amen.
Right.
You're going to suffer humiliation.
Yeah.
It'll put you to shame. Maybe later on, when he gets to be a teenager, he'll get in adult traffic.
That's right.
Amen. Get
amen.
Out and do some young girl harm.
That's right.
That goes on all the time.
Yeah.
Every day.
And the mother says, I don't know what happened. I raised him right. I let him do anything he wanted to do. I never whipped him. Never made him do anything. Just give him everything. I don't know why he did that.
Right.
Well, you idiot, too. I know why he did that, because you let him do anything you wanted to do. You give him everything.
Right, preacher.
Amen.
You correct him.
Right.
And you make fun of the preacher when he says, hey, I've had people go out of here and try to get their authorities on me because I told my people here they ain't going to lift nor hand you to lift.
Amen.
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 Amen,
that's
preacher.
When you tell me what God said, they're going to be able to see you from the abuse in the cash. I said, send the principal and the whole bunch over to see.
That's right.
Amen.
Send them over. I'm ready for them.
Amen.
They didn't come.
Right.
They're afraid just like he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray that bunch.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you keep on doing what you're doing. That child will bring you to shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a true mother of man for children. Lord, I'm through you.
Amen.
Also, I find a true mother will mind her own business. She will. You know why she, let me tell you, does anybody know why she will mind her own business? Is she mind, because if she minds her own business, she ain't got time to run her mouth.
Amen. Amen, brother.
No, she ain't got time. She's busy.
Right. Amen, brother.
You manage your house right, and you take care of your children, you do your housework, and you spend some time in the Word of God and prayer. When you get time, I guarantee you ain't got time to stick your nose in other people's business.
Amen.
Right.
You see, you're too busy to take care of your own business.
Right.
Amen. And a true mother will do. Look at verse 26. He said she opened her mouth with wisdom. In other words, she knows what to say and what not to say. She has wisdom. And the wisdom comes from God. We'll see that here a little later.
Right.
Said, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Right.
It's governed. The tongue is governed by the law of kindness. That's what laws do. They govern us.
Yeah.
And her tongue is controlled by the law of kindness.
Right.
It's not going to say things it ought to say.
Right.
That's right. That's what true mother's supposed to be.
Amen.
You think before you act. Think before you say things you shouldn't say. You'll live regret if you don't.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I could actually take this message and preach it with that too.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
I could. I'm young. Amen. Most of it I could anyway.
Yeah.
Amen.
Really good. I really could. Might do it.
Amen.
Jesus loves
today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. She'll mind her own business, buddy. She'll control her tongue. That's right. That's why you control yourself out here in public, because you're under law. You got to stop for a red light and go for a green arrow for the green light. If nobody's in what? And amen. And send your children to school. That's a law. Pay your taxes. That's a law. Would you do all those things if you didn't have to? If you didn't have to stop a red light when you're driving, would you stop? Why would you if you didn't know to stop?
That's right.
You just go wrong through it, wouldn't you? I was with my cousin one time up in Michigan, back when I was single, working up there in Ford, Michigan. I was over their house. They were moving. I was helping move a few things one evening. And she just went right straight through a four-way stop.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even slow down, just go right through.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you see what you did? What? You went right through a four-way stop. Well, what's wrong? I said, well, that's a stop. I feel like a stoplight. She said, no, I'm going to go right through. I didn't know. I said, well, you better learn.
That's right.
If you want to live long.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
But if you didn't know it, you have to. You wouldn't worry about it.
Right.
That's true.
That's right. Amen.
Man, if you know what don't do, you'll run your own business. Titus 2, verse 3. The aged women, Paul said likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers. That's the behavior they're supposed to have. As becometh holiness. A behavior that is becoming where holiness is concerned. But we're supposed to be holy. I believe I try to preach holiness.
Amen.
And Baptist ought to preach holiness. Matter of fact, we might have to change our sign, put holiness Baptist on it. Or put, we're Baptists, but we're holy people too. But we believe in holiness. Not necessarily the eradication of the flesh, but we believe in holiness.
Amen.
We should, because the Bible teaches it.
That's right.
Amen. And let me read that again to you. That's good. It says, the aged women likewise, that's mothers, it's not little children. Matter of fact, these little old babies have babies today. It's not biblical at all.
Right.
The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior, they have such a behavior that becomes holiness, not false accusers. Not saying things that they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Amen, preacher.
Knowing how to handle their tongue. Run their tongue under the law. Amen. Then I've got another one here. I said that she'll mind her own business, and I find also she'll minister to her neighbors. Verse 20. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She ministers to her neighbors. She's a good woman, and the neighbors spoke of as a good woman. I know a lot of women like that. That have been highly spoken of as one that goes to the aunt so-and-so's, uncle so-and-so's, and carries them for dinner down there. And does things for them in their house and helps them around the home called their aides and they need help. That's what that's talking about there. People that are needy. A lot of people that are needy. Amen?
Amen.
She ministers to her neighbors.
Amen.
She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yeah, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Job 29, verse 15. Job said, I was eyes to the blind, feet was I to the lame. And what he's talking about there, he's an errand boy to those that need help. That's all. I'm hurrying along now. Then I find out, lastly, that true mother will make Jesus her master. Verse 30. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. Lord, just on that. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
A woman that feareth the Lord, reverences the Lord,
right,
has that fear of God about her.
That's right.
Don't just, on spur of the moment, do anything you want to do. I don't care what the preacher said. I'm not going to do it. You going to do it? Are you? I know the Bible says it, but are you going to do it? I'm not going to do it. Is she going to do it? Did she do it? What? I don't care. I know what the Bible says. I'm just not going to do it. You don't have a smidgen of fear for God in your heart.
Amen.
When you're like that. Whether you're a man or a woman, you have no fear of God at all.
Amen.
None at all. The word of God is preached and God gives you warnings about this and that.
Amen.
The man of God preaching his word and you just completely ignore it. I guarantee you have no fear of God.
Amen.
Right.
None at all. You go out of here and you go right against everything that I preached this morning. Are you mothers listening? You don't even try. I'm not saying that you're going to completely turn around to this right here today, but listen, if you go out and try, God will help you too.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he meant when he said, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Amen. You prove him with the word of God.
Amen.
I said a true mother will make Jesus her master.
Right.
Down here in verse 30. Luke chapter 1 verse 38. And Mary said, after being told by the angel that the Holy Spirit was going to come upon her, and she was become impregnated by God's miraculous power and work. That's what it said. And she would bear a child. A virgin mother would bear a child who would be the Savior of Jesus Christ. Some of you wouldn't be told that, but wouldn't it be overwhelming? Lord God. Well, none of you are going to be told that. Don't worry about that. You know, Mary was walking in all the laws and everything.
Yes, she
was. Her God would have never picked her. God picks the one he can use.
That's right.
Probably going to pick somebody you don't think will do it.
Amen.
Right.
You know, that's why a lot of people don't get used. And they don't even get bruised. Because God knows they can't do anything. They ain't going to yield to him. They're not going to yield to him. They're too stubborn. They yield too much to their old flesh. Like I told him, I said, you sit back here. I told him, I said, you sit here this morning or this afternoon or this service and you refuse to turn from your wicked ways. It's this old flesh that you're listening to. Right. You are not listening to God.
Amen.
Right.
And when you don't listen, when you don't turn from things that I preached against this morning, you're listening to your flesh.
Right. Amen.
Your flesh will lead you wrong every time.
That's the truth.
Only way you're going to listen to God is take this word and apply it to your life.
Amen.
And try anyway.
That's right.
Try.
Amen.
Amen. You'd be surprised what God can do with you, and God will help you to do it. You'll just try to do what's being preached on this book.
That's good. Right.
He'll help you.
Amen.
He will. If he didn't help me, I couldn't go on. I'm telling you right now.
Amen.
I know what I've got to do, I know what I must do, I know what I can do, because God enables me to do it once I put one foot forward and the other.
Amen.
God always helps me.
That's right.
Lord, I've been pastoring 27 years, and I've seen times I'm so wore out and so tired and so deep down, I didn't want to go on. I'm telling you, laid off from work, making less than half of what I've been making, and worked like a dog and treated like a dog. You come in and have 30 minutes or 40 minutes to eat and run to this church, just getting this church going and going on and on and on and on and on like that. But I knew God had called me and I was going to do it or die.
Amen.
Amen.
God enabled me.
Yeah, he does.
He'll enable you too. You trust him. Prove him. Have some fear, some reverence for him. Mary said after being told that, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Is that what we've been preaching?
Right.
Would you say that this morning? Be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be the mother that you want me to be. I'm going to be the house, the homemaker that word teaches me to be now. I'm going to be the wife that I need to be to my husband. I'm going to be the manager of my children that Bible teaches me to be. Would you say that today? Would you? Think about it. See, a true mother, I'm going to give you these things and we'll close. Take me about 3 minutes. A true mother is a weeper. She weeps over her family. She
right.
does.
Amen.
She takes it serious. And when one of her children aren't doing just right, she will weep over that child. She will. She'll weep over that child. Her heart will be broken over that child. And that's what God has respect for, bro.
Amen.
Heart. Number two, a true mother is a watcher. She's a weeper and she's a
right.
She watches Betty, her children. She watches her husband. She watches everything around her. She's always got her eyes open. She's always alert. She's a watcher.
Amen.
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 Then I find also a true mother is a worker. She is a worker, buddy. I mean, tell you, she's always working. A true mother and housewife is always busy.
Right.
Like a farmer. I've heard farmers tell me, he says, well, if you see me sitting around, it's not because I don't have anything to do. I'm just wore out and I just need to rest a little bit.
Right.
A farmer has always got something to do.
Right.
Always. And a true mother and housewife has too.
Yes,
by the way, true daddy has too.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, I've got all kinds of enough work right now. I told you, Nate, I said, you know, I wake up in the morning and I lay there and start thinking about what I've got to do in my own personal life and church and everything. I was about to go crazy. I said, I gotta get up. I can't stand it.
Amen.
It's killing me. It's driving me crazy. I gotta get away from this thing. How many of y'all done that?
Oh,
always got something to do, haven't you?
Amen.
Then this is the last one, and this is an important one. A true mother, let me give them all. A true mother is a weaver, a watcher, a worker, and a true mother is a woman.
Amen.
She's not a wimp.
That's right.
She's not a whiner. She's not a worrier. She's a woman. She's not a little old girl that's a wannabe.
Amen.
She's a mature woman.
Amen.
Because she's a true mother. She's a woman. I'm going to tell you, not every so-called man is a man.
Right. Amen.
A man is one that manages his household, watches over his family, raising the church.
Right.
Yeah.
Takes a stand in the ought to take. That's a real man.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Some of these housewives today, and so-called mothers, aren't real women.
Right.
They haven't Amen. Grown up yet.
Amen.
Physically or spiritually.
Right. Amen.
A real mother, a true mother, and a true woman can take hard preaching.
Amen.
Right.
She delights in it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
She appreciates it when the preacher gets on her case and right. reveals some things that she hadn't been seeing.
Right.
I get stuff like that done to me all the time.
Amen.
And a preacher will preach and he'll get something. I say, dear Lord, I can see that. Get rid of that.
Right.
Get rid of that. Walking around a house you just bought, you walk around, you're looking over, looking at the property over. Looks pretty good. Next day you let your little boy out there walking around, and all of a sudden you walk up to that open well. Oh! Lord, I didn't see that here.
Right.
Here's your little boy walking around. Open well. A lot of these old places got open wells on them.
Yeah.
Old gun, old wooden well guns rotted down, just big old wells and briars run over you.
Right.
East Kentucky's full of old mine shafts like that. Fall out. Got in the woods and far out. I need to work on open mine shafts. Yeah, it is. I'm telling you right now, buddy.
Amen.
Some of you are real woman, ladies. You'll want those places discovered so you can take care of them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Heart preaching, buddy. Father, thank you for the message. Go back going on. Thank you for the message.